Hit him with a little ghetto gospel.
Those who wish to follow me,
my ghetto gospel,
I welcome with my hands. And the red sun sings at last into the hills of gold. And peace to this young warrior without the sound of guns.
Good morning, Rupert, and welcome to our studio back again.
Thank you very much, Miriam.
And we know you are a mime person, so I know that something coming up, right?
Yes, it is on 14th, starting at about 6 p.m.
Yes.
And going until 16th, ending at 8 p.m.
So that's like 50 hours marathon of mime?
Yes, 2 days, 2 hours. We are doing it in Orlek because most of it will be telecasted live.
Uh-huh.
Through internet. There won't be much an audience unless those who are passing by or contributing or doing something, like musicians or other mime artists, if they are there, they come and jam up with me. Yeah.
Okay, so you have a 50 hours marathon.
Yes.
It will be telecast by who?
Telecasted through my YouTube channel.
Okay.
So
so you will have a camera there.
Camera there, yes. And the YouTube channel. Mm. People can either go into my website and have a link to my YouTube, or directly go to my YouTube and find out.
How many people will participate this year?
The thing is, there's a very small background team who is helping me. So there's not many people. I think you remember some years ago I had done the 24-hour
but there's only two of you, no?
Yes. So, yeah.
On different venues. That was so confusing. Was like,
I know.
Where to go now?
I know. So, this time what's happening is that the reason why I'm doing it is so that my mime fraternity and the theater fraternity and the dance fraternity comes to know about Auroville. And the best way to do that is to celebrate Auroville's 50th birthday is to do mime for 50 hours so that the whole world concentrates on my performance and sees a lot of elements of Auroville in it.
Mm.
Because until now, when I have been performing outside, it's usually Marcel Marceau's performances or commercial style where, that type of performances or social, but never something that is related to Auroville.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm coming from Auroville and everybody has always been requesting, we would like to see something of where you are, where you live. And I think this is that time, this is that chance.
Why did you choose Orlek?
The reason is because the internet, the whole thing is there, right? So we have fast access to... So it will be easily uploaded and technical reasons. The thing is, we are doing it in one room. So, it's just in one room. I won't be going.
So where will
the
room be?
Do you know in Orlek there's this Assist World Records office by this guy called Rajendran?
No.
He's a world record holder. He's helping me do this entire program. So probably if I do this, I may end up with a world record as well. So, yeah.
Okay, for those who know Orlek just by the cafeteria and maybe Bobby Mira's computer.
Yeah, near Bobby's. Near Bobby's place. So, if you go to Bobby, you can even ask him where is Assist World Records office, and they shall guide you to the room where I am.
It's on the ground floor.
It's on the ground. My room will be on the ground floor. Yeah.
That marathon will be the longest?
That will be the longest. I think the previous held record was 24 or 26 hours. When I had done the 24-hour last time, it was not for a record, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a dedication to one of my friends who was going to attempt a 6-day non-stop Bharatanatyam performance. She could not because of many reasons.
I can imagine that's
seems 50 hours seems very short, no? Now, all of a sudden.
Not really, since we are humans and we do need to sleep somehow. So how you will do that?
I think I have the experience not of performance, but I have danced for about 40 hours nonstop. So in Goa. So,
so. Oh, let me ask you differently. The purpose is to have a marathon of mime, either you or somebody.
So no, it's only me.
It's you.
It's only me.
So 50 hours you will be doing mime.
Only me. Nobody else. Only me.
Okay.
If somebody comes with me, I will not get off the stage. I will remain on the stage throughout. Now, the guy who is the technical officer who is helping me do this, his name is Rajendran, I mentioned. He mentions that every hour I'm allowed to take about 10 minutes rest,
uh-huh.
each hour. So
because you need to go to the toilet, you need to eat something.
Or I also plan to change my costumes, so that can happen. And probably we also wanted, we were thinking during that break we can have interviews or, you know. So we are seeing, we are not yet sure about that. I think by today we are having meeting in the evening. Let us see.
So that is 14 is next week.
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Wednesday. So from Wednesday to Friday you will be doing that. What about the themes? Have you decided which themes you're gonna cover with mine? Or acts? Or how do you name them?
There are three ideas right now how we can go about it. I may implement either one of the three or all the three. So one of the ideas, which is my favorite idea, is to do everything ad hoc, to do everything impromptu. In the sense, I would really love to do every mime act which has never been done before. So this is one thing where I will be having like a whiteboard marker and, you know, write the name of the performance, show it in front of the camera and perform it. So it will be entirely fresh. This is one thing. But at the same time, I thought also if I, because it's such a long time, I wouldn't mind somewhere in 1 hour doing dedications to great mime artists worldwide. Yeah. Because it is because of them we are doing mime today. So that sort of thing I may bring into the picture. Third is to have actually a live workshop using mime. This is the third idea, which where somewhere we announce that the fifth hour or the tenth hour is going to be a open workshop for persons. They can come and I'll teach them mime without speaking. So this is
for anybody.
Yeah, for anyone. Anyone can come, and but they will be kind of performing almost like a performance, where I'll make it like a performance and at the same time teach them. Also, I thought I can have one plaque card saying the mime teacher and actually do a 1 hour lecture of mime. You know. Yeah, the whole world. Of course, I would like to do Shobindo's poetry. I would like to do in mime. Yes, I have already performed four of his Savitri in mime already. I have his introduction to author's note on Savitri. I have performed that as well in 2008. So all those things I probably would like to do again.
I'm trying to image a picture of that would look like.
Yeah, so...
I'm confused about something, because the mime artist is also a somebody who does, let's say, feeds off or does need to interact with the audience, no?
That
and
is
you
what...
you would be in one room.
That's one way of looking at... there are mimes... from
mime
my
acts.
Perspective,
yeah.
There are so many types of mimes, as many types of dances... Like when we say dance today, we know about classical dances worldwide. We know about folk dances. We know about tribal dances. Mime has that many types of mime under its belt. For example, I could be a mime on the street, or I could be a mime on the stage, or you know. And the street mime could be someone who is sort of enacting something. Imitating the people who are going on the road,
with the
people.
The
but the person on the stage, he is enacting something already a set topic. You know that can be. And then there's also a possibility where, imagine a mime artist in front of a door, welcoming people, giving imaginary roses. Imagine like a usher. Yeah. So it depends where you try to fit him.
Mm.
In fact, technically, ballet is a form of mime.
Really?
Yeah. Non-verbal communication.
It's a body language.
Yeah. Yes, it is a form of mime. It's non. King Louis from France, he wanted a dance form which could, because he was a theater, genius. He wanted to have a form of dance which could tell a story like a theater piece. So he used one of the Italian movements and some other movements from here and there, and then formed this whole the Baroque, you know.
I'm not so familiar with that story.
That's the history. That was his idea. He wanted to make it into a theater form using dance. Today, when you see Romeo and Julia or Swan Lake, they are non-verbal.
Yeah, they are, but they are conditioned with the music. I mean,
yes, mime also we do. We perform on music. We perform mime on music.
Okay, so that's another question. You will have musical tracks with it, all the 50 hours.
No. The thing is, I have composed already 4 hours of music for the performance, but I would really like to invite. I have already started the process of inviting people who would like to come and jam up with me.
Mm-hmm.
So they could come. That's another aspect. So they could come and they could jam up with me. They could come with a guitar or a djembe. And I will take the saxophone, violin. I don't know, violin, you name it, string instruments. I don't know if you can bring a grand piano inside. I would really love that. And if people could come forward and you know, strum a... piece.
Okay, so whoever is listening, the musicians are also welcome to pass by.
Yes,
and
pass by.
With Drupad on the stage.
Yes, on the stage, and I will make the performance according to what they are playing.
And I believe because you're also passionate about hip hop, there can be also some.
Yes, there can be some beatboxer. I think there's one from Bombay trying to come to beatbox.
Nice.
A guy, kind of a very young boy, a 12-year-old boy, who is a beatbox genius, he's considered.
Mm.
He wants to come and perform with me. Let us
That's
see.
Nice.
If he makes it
out of everything, that sounds really exciting, and I'm curious how it's gonna look like.
Me too.
For sure, I will pass by.
Thank
maybe
you.
Even in the middle of the night.
Thank you so much.
How many people in Oroville do practice mime apart from you?
There are a few people who have been trained in mime, but in a different style, the Jacques Lecoq style and Etienne Ducru style. One is our Jeremy. There are other two people, but I forget their name. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. So they are also mime artists. Jeremy knows them. They are Jeremy's friends. They are also trained by the
Jacques
teacher Ducru. of Marcel Marceau, Etienne Ducru. So Jeremy is also a very good mime, actually. That is why, many people ask me, what do we need to do to learn mime? You need to learn 5 things very well. Acting, dancing, art, music, and general knowledge about everything else in the world. Just if you know this very well, you will be an ordinary mime.
Yeah, that's a serious question. Okay, I'm supposed to do acting. I'm supposed to
You
do
see,
music.
Look at Jeremy. Look at Jeremy.
I'm supposed to do music. I'm supposed to dance.
Yes.
And I'm supposed to have a wild knowledge about everything.
Yeah, kind of.
So it's like, how many people can encapsulate
That's
that?
Exactly why they don't become mime artists. Marcel Marceau was an excellent artist. He was an excellent actor. He was an excellent dancer. He was an excellent sportsman. He knew fencing. He was an excellent fencer. So...
okay.
If you look at Robin Williams, he's a mime artist. David Bowie is a mime artist.
David Bowie is
a mime artist. He was a professional mime artist. He trained. He was a teacher in mime.
And then he ended up on the stage.
He didn't end up. Mime artists always do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mime artists can direct. If they don't know how to direct, they can't become mime artists. They have to understand direction very well. If they don't have the skill of choreography, not only a dancer, they have to be choreographers. because they have to think from the perspective of the audience. As a mime artist, I study audience.
Hmm.
What does the audience see when I perform something?
That's true. And so you need to have this.
I need to know them. Now, if I don't know my audience, it is not like a certain performance where it can be left to the open. No, if I don't communicate my mime, I am the one who's who's on the negative no.
Are you getting tomatoes in your head?
No.
That's a rumor.
Yeah, I would throw tomatoes on myself, I guess. The mime tomatoes.
We'll prepare tomatoes, right? How big is that room in our, like, world records?
The world records is, I think, it's 4x4 square meter.
So I cannot facilitate much.
No, I purposely, because see, 50 hours, if I have to handle people, it's already handling myself is a big problem here, and handling people will be too. Yeah, so we just.
You're handling yourself. That's
I'm just handling myself, and people can watch me online. They can go to my website, they can go to my YouTube channel. And we are trying also to do. I'm going to start an institute here from 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So this can also be considered a precursor to that. And that institute will have it will be like a 1 year training for people who have already finished their theater or dance degrees. They can come for 1 year and study mime, fully focused on mime. You know, like already we are going towards that. Direction. So,
for those who don't know you, I mean, people in community, most, I believe that most of them do know you, that you are a passionate mime artist and you are also passionate about Matrim and their sorts.
I don't work there now from 2014.
You don't?
No, so because I concentrated more on this. Probably once I set up the institute, then I
you
go back
to
the socks.
Okay. But how mime enter into your life?
At
what age, where was that point that you said, okay, that's why?
There are two, three factors actually why. Because basically, although I perform well, I'm a backstage artist. I direct, I choreograph.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. And I used to do contemporary dance pieces or dance dramas. And usually would like to put some juggler in this or put some acrobat in my performance. And would always search for, you know, contemporary dancers or mime artists. And mime artists we would never get. That is the time someone in 2004, one of my teachers, English teacher, Isabel Vaz, she's also a theater personality in Goa. She mentioned that there's this guy called Newton, a pharmacy student, who does mime.
Mm.
I said, oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Because the mimes, the college students, they really are... They don't know. So I asked her, does he really know mime, or he just does just the way the college, you know, just putting white makeup and, you know. She said, no, he really does well. So I was excited, thinking that, okay, I have a guy now, I can put him in my production. So I started miming with him. But then he went to England. Because he got a job as a
so
he was passionate about his field
that
as
didn't
well.
Give you a choice.
So
you
then I thought, okay, I'll go for 2-3 years later. I'll continue doing mime so that people watch it, people see it. I started taking dancers to see my mime. I started taking actors to see my mime, but they didn't start doing it. So I got stuck on the stage. Yeah, silent, stuck on the stage. Yeah, so there it was my backdoor entry into, and so all my art forms, that's my art and everything, kind of amalgamated in this mime. Yeah.
And that would be how many years now? 20?
It's quite recent, 2004. So it's just 12 to 13 years, not too long. Dancing, acting, I have been doing since 25 years. So that's long.
Okay, thank you so much for
thank
today.
You so
all
much.
The best in
yeah.
marathon.
Thank you. My marathon. I feel his hand on my brain when I write rhymes. I go blind and let the Lord do his thing. But I'm a less holy, 'cause
I choose to pump a blunt and drink a beer with my homies. Before we find world peace, we gotta find peace in the war in the streets. My ghetto gospel.